Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Would you like to hear five quick ways to boost your confidence? Well, today I'm going to share five ways you can do this with you. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special point for you then. Now, this was something I came across when I really lacked belief in myself. I was very negative in my head. I was having all these kind of challenges a lot of the time. And I realized I wasn't positioning myself, moving myself in a confident way. And therefore, I couldn't feel good. And confidence is the trust in yourself. And I was moving and acting in the way of a lack of confidence. Now, a problem is a lot of us get so caught in our head and we think we've got to change our thoughts. Now, changing your thoughts helps. Now, a quicker way to do this is to actually change your actions and the way you're doing and doing them over and over again. Now, doing your actions and thought in parallel is really, really powerful. However, it is a lot quicker to change your actions. And when you change your body positions, that can change how you're feeling. It doesn't mean necessarily if you're really down and you're eating life and you hate everything right now, when you're in a tough situation, that if you smile, you're going to feel amazing and everything's on top. But it would help you move up the emotional ladder to a better place a little bit. And if you keep smiling, you're going to really start to produce more endorphins and feel better naturally. So what is this logic I want to share with you? It's that changing your actions and the way you move yourself can really boost your confidence. Now ask yourself this, and I'm going to go through five things today. How will it help you carrying on in a place where you don't carry yourself into a good way in life and you're really struggling? Probably not very well, because I certainly didn't feel it. And I used to just be head down, feeling negative, until I started doing things like smiling or forcing myself to laugh. Now I started to feel better. So let's go through some of these things you can change. The first thing is your walk. The way you walk is going to actually affect your how you're feeling in terms of your charisma. So if you're walking head down, looking down at the floor, just try that. Try that when you can. It's a completely different feeling to if you've got your chest upright, you've got a smile on your face, you're walking in a controlled manner. So firstly, changing your walk, even if you're scheduling in a high charisma walk for 30 seconds a day, it's something you can do, even that's a couple of times a day. The second thing is to move in a way of carefreeness, not in a way of that you don't care about nothing. That's not what it means. It means in a sense that you're only focused on the important things in life and you're not getting distracted by other things. So through your day, just catch yourself doing that. Catch yourself paying attention to things that are worrying you, but you don't have any control on. And a good thing, good way to do that is to practice looking at something for a fix on a wall or something, and then you've got like a distraction around you and seeing how long you can do. Now, meditation is really good for this as well. The third thing, style. How you dress yourself is going to have a big impact on your confidence. I'm not saying you need to be fake and not be yourself. I'm talking about just putting something on that makes you feel that little bit more confident within yourself. I know for me, there are certain shirts like I will throw out because they don't make me feel as good within myself. So I've got a long black t-shirt, and those are the things that make me feel good within my clothes. I've got an old grey long sleeve and it's a bit tatty, and when I was wearing that, I did not feel good. So it was affecting me in terms of the confidence. Now, the fourth thing is eye contact. And this is actually a difficult skill for many people. They're not holding eye contact. So I've been in professional environments when I've had some quite confident professionals around me and they hold eye contact very well. If you find this difficult at first, just practice for a few seconds holding eye contact with people throughout the day, even if it's once a day. Because the more you can hold confident eye contact, the more confident you'll feel and be able to live with more comfortably in your own skin. And then the fifth one is your voice. Being speaking like this, how are you doing today? It's completely different from how are you doing? It's really good to meet you. My name is Johnny. And look up voice exercises online to increase it. If you're able to speak more confidently, people will pick that up. The actual little focus is on the actual words you say, but there is still some focus, so don't start calling people bad names or anything. But actually, more people pay more attention subconsciously to the tone of your voice and your body language. So working on your voice is going to be a real, real advantage. Now, are these going to feel uncomfortable when they do them? Yes, of course, if you're not used to them. But the more you do it, the more you're going to feel more comfortable and therefore more confident in yourself. Now, I want to go on to the bonus tip as well. But just before that, I want to thank you for listening today and really making the effort to improve yourself. And I appreciate you. And if you appreciate this podcast, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be making an impact on someone else's life. So the final point, how you can really speed up your confidence. And this is surrounding yourself in a more confident environment. If you're surrounded by confident people, you're more likely to feel confident because it's going to rub off on you. Not arrogant people, not that who are going to put you down. I'm talking about people who are comfortable in their own skin and they're welcoming to other people as well, because that's going to have an impact on you. Now, if you're like, oh, I don't have those people around me, well, go and network a little bit more. Again, if it's uncomfortable, but you won't get more confident if you don't become uncomfortable. One thing you can do is listen to highly charismatic and confident people on like headphones, on like your phone, on various different things, or even on YouTube. And if you keep listening to confident people, it's going to rub off on you as well. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're bettering other people's lives by improving your own as well, by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.